Fire, the Senate is back in session. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House? If so, would you please have them read?
There are messages from the House, and they will be read. Madam Secretary, please read the message.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Substitute Number 2, Senate Bill 19. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate will go to order business of reports of standing committees, and I'd ask you to recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read your report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill Number 19, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been duly enrolled and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
All of the business be suspended, and all other business be suspended, and Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill 19, having passed both branches of the General Assembly, will be read at length by the Secretary. And if no objections are made, the bill will be signed in to the end that it become law. Secretary, read the bill.
Truly agreed to and finally passed. Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill Number 19, an act relating to labor organizations with penalty provisions.
No objection being made, the bill is so signed.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on second reading.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to House bills on second reading. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. House may substitute House bills 9142, 131, 265, and 314.
House Committee substitute House Bills 9142, 131, 265, and 314, an act relating solely to labor organizations.
General laws. House Committee substitute House Bill 130.
House Committee substitute House Bill 130, an act relating to transportation network companies.
Transportation infrastructure, public safety. House Bill 34.
House Bill 34, an act relating to the Uniform Commercial Code.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, House Bill 35.
House Bill 35, an act relating to the admission of chemical test results in intoxication-related proceedings.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order business of third reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to Senate bills for third reading. Senator from Barton on Senate substitute for Senate Bill 31.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 31 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Barton moves that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 31 be taken up for third reading and final passing. As many of those of the opinion of that motion shall say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Martin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 31 be read for a third time and put on its final passage.
The Senator from Barton moves that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 31 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does the Senator care to explain the bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the bill that we debated yesterday and the day before on the collateral source rule. I'm thinking that most of my colleagues have probably been fully informed on it, and I be happy to take questions, but otherwise I just renew my motion.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the first, what purpose do you rise?
Speak on the bill.
You may proceed.
Mr. President, I would ask my colleagues for a no vote on Senate Bill 31. This bill will divert funds from very seriously injured individuals in many cases, some of whom will live decades with terrible injuries, and will take that money and instead of helping them to recover and lead life despite disfigurement, disability, and other injury, will leave that money in the pockets of the people that injured them. And I just think that is morally objectionable, would strongly encourage members of the Senate to vote no. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Buchanan, purpose do you rise?
Speak on the bill.
You may proceed.
I have to agree with the senator from the first. Senator from the first and the senator from the last, we agree. As we talked over the last couple of days, the bill is well-intentioned to help refine the awarding of economic damages, the cost of the medical care given, but in doing so, we are going to thwart justice in the awarding of the non-economic damages. I noticed that when businesses are sued, it's illegal in every state in the nation to mention that a business has liability insurance. You can't say, oh, we have $5 million worth of coverage because they're afraid the jury will be tainted or prejudiced by that. And yet, we're going to allow different classes of victim to be treated differently by the courts. And I think it's immoral and unjust, and I would ask my colleagues to vote no. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Barton, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Barton renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 31 be read a third time and finally pass. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 31, an act relating to evidence for the cost of medical care and treatment. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan. By your vote of 22 ayes and 10 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Sheriff McCall.
The President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator, hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I do have an announcement. Upon adjournment, about 30 minutes after, I will be doing a PowerPoint presentation in regards to radioactive waste in St. Louis. It's a very important issue that impacts many people's lives. And you are welcome to come to my office, and your staff is also welcome.
Further announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, February 6th, 2017.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate will stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, February the 6th. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will be adjourned till 4 p.m. Monday, February the 6th.